This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Bayer is facing a growing number of lawsuits from people who allege that ingredients in the weed killer Roundup gave them cancer. Roundup is made by Monsanto, which is now owned by Bayer, or Bayer, of Germany. Several Roundup cases have already been heard, one verdict of more than $2 billion. With money like that on the table, personal injury lawyers are unleashing quite an assault to sign up people who think they have a case. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Maybe you've heard this pitch recently on late-night TV.
If you used Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call 7...
Or maybe you've seen similar ads online, where personal injury lawyers urge people suffering from mesothelioma, cancers related to talcum powder, or complications caused by surgical mesh to call now because...
You may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact the law office...
One of those ads got the attention of Nancy Gretzinger. Actually...
A friend called me and she goes, I just saw that an ad for mesh. You need to call them.
That was 2011. Gretzinger had had an operation to insert pelvic mesh. There were complications that ultimately led to several more surgeries and permanent injury. So she made the call. An intake operator for the Davis and Crump law firm in Gulfport, Mississippi, took her information. Gretzinger turned over her health records to a lawyer and kept in touch.
You know, each time I had a new surgery, they would want to know about that.
Nora Freeman Engstrom teaches law at Stanford. She says firms like Davis and Crump run the ads, pay the call centers, do the early legwork, and file the cases.
They are what we sometimes call referral mills.
Because typically big cases like Gretzinger's are bundled with thousands of others and turned over to a team of lawyers who take it from there.
This is a pretty well-oiled machine.
And says Beth Birch, a law professor at the University of Georgia, it can also be a money machine.
There's a whole tiered network of lawyers that can profit off of these cases.
If they win, lawyers take these cases on a contingency basis, but it can take years. Ray Panitin is a personal injury lawyer at Daniel & Associates in Houston.
Litigation's expensive. We take all that financial risk ourselves.
Gretzinger's case took 4 years to settle. She's agreed not to disclose the amount or what the lawyers got, but typically they end up with 30% or more. With paydays like that, the ads just keep coming, even though the number of huge product liability cases around things like asbestos and pesticides has declined steadily. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.